Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, November 12th, Thankful Tuesday. Today we're thankful for the people whose last name starts with F. Also, we're thankful for God's Word that is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And it is my goal to help us love God's Word more and more every day. We're in Ruth chapter 2, which talks about a poor woman who finds help. We're in the subsection of scriptures that talks about social justice and about the kindness of the Lord for those who seem to be forgotten or forsaken, but God does not forget in His loving kindness. Do you remember the book of Ruth in the Bible? It is four chapters. Today we're only going to read one. But just recently in the Beginner's Bible, my daughter May and I read the story of Ruth and Naomi. And I thought I might start there as just a reminder of what happens. It says, Naomi grew up in the Promised Land, which is also called Israel. But now she lived far away. She had a husband and two sons. Ruth was married to one of the sons. Then something sad happened. Naomi's husband and sons died. Not long after that, Naomi decided to go back to her homeland. Naomi told Ruth to return to her parents, but Ruth did not want to leave her. She loved Naomi so much. "I will go wherever you go," Ruth said. "Your home will be my home. Your God will be my God." So Ruth went with Naomi to Israel. They needed food to eat. And just as an aside, that is where our story picks up today. So each day, Ruth gathered leftover grain from the fields. A good man named Boaz owned the land. One day he saw Ruth in the field. He wanted to help her. So he left extra grain for Ruth to gather. Boaz fell in love with Ruth. They got married and had a baby boy named Obed. God had blessed Ruth and Grandma Naomi with a brand new family. And what the story doesn't tell us is that Obed is the grandparent of King David. And so with that, we'll read Ruth chapter 2. Now Naomi had a relative of her husband's, a worthy man of the clan of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, "Let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after him, in whose sight I shall find favor." And she said to her, "Go, my daughter." So she set out and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the clan of Elimelech. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and he said to the reapers, "The Lord be with you." And they answered, "The Lord bless you." Then Boaz said to his young man who was in charge of the reapers, "Whose young woman is this?" And the servant who was in charge of the reapers answered, "She is the young Moabite woman who came back with Naomi from the country of Moab." She said, "Please let me glean and gather among the sheaves after the reapers." So she came, and she has continued from early morning until now, except for a short rest. Then Boaz said to Ruth, "Now listen, my daughter, and do not go to glean in another field or leave this one, but keep close to my young women. Let your eyes be on the field that they are reaping, and go after them. Have I not charged the young men not to touch you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink what the young men have drawn." Then she fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and said to him, "Why have I found favor in your eyes, that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner?" But Boaz answered her, "All that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband has been fully told to me, and how you left your father and mother and your native land and came to the people that you did not know before. The Lord repay you for what you have done, and a full reward be given to you by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." Then she said, "I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, for you have comforted me and spoken kindly to your servant, though I am not one of your servants." And at mealtime, Boaz said to her, "Come here and eat some bread and dip your morsel in the wine." So she sat beside the reapers, and he passed to her roasted grain, and she ate until she was satisfied, and she had some left over. When she rose to glean, Boaz instructed his young men, saying, "Let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not reproach her. And also pull out some of the bundles for her, and leave it for her to glean, and do not rebuke her." So she gleaned in the field until evening. Then she beat out what she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. And she took it up and went into the city. Her mother-in-law saw what had been gleaned. She also brought out and gave her what food she had left over after being satisfied. And her mother-in-law said to her, "Where did you glean today? And where have you worked? Blessed be the man who took notice of you." So she told her mother-in-law with whom she had worked and said, "The man's name with whom I work today is Boaz." And Naomi said to her daughter-in-law, "May he be blessed by the Lord, whose kindness has not forsaken the living or the dead." Naomi also said to her, "The man is a close relative of ours, one of our redeemers." And Ruth the Moabite said, "Besides, he said to me, 'You shall keep close by my young men until they have finished all my harvest.'" And Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young women, lest in another field you be assaulted." So she kept close to the young women of Boaz, gleaning until the end of the barley and wheat harvest. And she lived with her mother-in-law. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word. It's a cliffhanger, right? After this, Ruth then goes to let Boaz know that she's so grateful for his kindness. And she says to him, "Hey, I'm available." And he's like, "Oh, well, we got to see if someone else wants to redeem me first. The person who has first dibs does not. And the rest is history. They are married." In this passage specifically, I see several things at work. First, I see Boaz as a leader, as someone who owns an organization, giving credit to the Lord. Look at verse 4. "The Lord be with you," he said to his workers. And they said in response, "The Lord bless you." And so if you are in charge of people today, I pray that you would pray for your workers, that the Lord might be with them and that the workers might in response know that you are working for their good and for justice, and they might say, "The Lord bless you." Then I also see the love of the Father for all people, even the foreigners among the land, and the kindness of the Lord that does not forsake the living or the dead. And then finally, the word redeemer in verse 20. This is a foreshadowing of what we see in Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is our great redeemer. Boaz is going to be a redemptive figure in the life of Ruth, and Jesus Christ does the same for us. We are hungry and needy, and we need someone to take us and shelter us and help us. And that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is his undeserved grace that sustains us. And that is something to be very grateful for on this Thankful Tuesday. And so as we pray, we thank the Lord for his kindness and justice, his help and his redemption. And we also want to pray for the people in our lives whose last names start with F. If you don't know a lot of these names, perhaps get out your phone and look through for people whose names start with F and ask the Lord to bless them today. Would you pray with me? The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. For he is a God who is kind and merciful, just and forgiving. And we thank you, dear Father, for these are the attributes that remind us of who you are day in and day out. Thank you for the story of Ruth, a Moabite woman, a Gentile, someone who didn't deserve your kindness in the world's eyes. But Lord, you are kind to all. And so we thank you, Lord, and we ask that you would continue to help us to be conduits of your love and grace. And now we lift the names of those in our fellowship and beyond, and we ask your blessings upon these families. Fabian Falkenberg Smith, Fancher, Farley, Farlow, Finn, Ferguson, Fisher, Fitz, Flack, Flowers, Foshi, Formby, Fowler, Folks, Frady, Francis, Freeman, Fry, and Futch. Thank you, Lord, for these brothers and sisters. We love you, Lord, and we pray that today you would remind us of these names and help us to reach out in love to our brothers and sisters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.